Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun. Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train, find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're surrounded by stinky garbage. Hoo-wee! Who would want this stuff? Let's venture into this smelly but sweet adventure and find out. Today's story is about a garbage man with a heart of gold. It's called Mr. Gump. In the town of Skillamaroo, there was a place most people avoided. The dump. This was where old, broken, and unwanted things ended up. But for Mr. Gump, the trash man in Skillamaroo, the dump was a treasure trove. You see, Mr. Gump wasn't like most people. He saw potential in the items that other people discarded. Every morning he'd drive his rickety old truck, painted with vibrant colors and adorned with little trinkets he'd found, to the dump. With a keen eye, he'd sift through the piles, looking for items that still had some life left in them. For example, as he was rummaging through a heap of discarded toys, Mr. Gump found a broken doll with a missing arm. Now, most people would have seen the doll as trash, but not Mr. Gump. With a bit of glue, some fabric, and a lot of love, he transformed the doll into a beautiful puppet. He thought of little Molly, a girl in town who loved puppet shows but couldn't afford a puppet of her own, and smiled. Of course, not everyone in town appreciated Mr. Gump's efforts. In fact, most people wrinkled their noses as he passed by, calling him names like Garbage Gump. They laughed at his truck and his clothes. You could even say that the people of Skillamaroo treated Mr. Gump like trash more often than not. What a sorry state of affairs. But Mr. Gump wasn't deterred. He knew the value of the things he found and the joy they would eventually bring to those who received them. Every evening, after a morning at the dump and doing his house-to-house pickup rounds, he'd go to his workshop, a cozy little shed filled with tools, paints, and fabrics. There, he'd work his magic, turning trash into treasures. Mr. Gump found opportunity and inspiration everywhere. One evening, as he was fixing an old radio, he overheard a conversation from the house next door. Mrs. Thompson was lamenting her broken teapot, a family heirloom. "Oh, it's irreplaceable," she sighed. "I've looked everywhere, but I can't find one like it, with a purple snake and intertwined roses running along the side." Mr. Gump's eyes twinkled. Why, just that morning, he'd found a teapot at the dump, slightly chipped, but with the same intricate design as Mrs. Thompson's. He spent the night fixing it, and the next morning he left it on her doorstep with a note. The note said, "Every treasure has its story. I hope this one continues its tale with you." Mrs. Thompson was overjoyed. She had no idea that it was Mr. Gump who'd gifted her the teapot, but the act of kindness warmed her heart. "It's a miracle!" Mrs. Thompson cried. It seemed that miracles happened all the time in Skillamaroo. Mr. Jenkins, who'd lost his walking cane, found a beautifully carved one leaning against his door. Little Timmy, who'd been wishing and wishing for a bicycle, discovered a refurbished one in his backyard. Yet, the taunts and jeers continued each and every day as Mr. Gump went anonymously about his kind business. Some kids would follow Mr. Gump's truck, chanting, "Garbage Gump smells like dump." But every time he heard those rude words, Mr. Gump would just smile and wave, knowing deep down that he was making a difference. One day, as Mr. Gump was leaving the dump, he found a discarded photo album. Flipping through its pages, he saw pictures of a young man in a military uniform, a woman with a baby, and a family celebrating Christmas. It was clear that this album held precious memories for someone. So how had it ended up here? Mr. Gump decided to find its owner. He asked around town, showed the pictures to anyone who'd look, but no one recognized the faces. Just as he was about to give up, he overheard Mr. Gruff, a man who frequently spoke rudely to Mr. Gump and clearly looked down on him, talking to a friend.
"Oh, I can't believe I've lost our family album," Mr. Gruff said, clearly devastated. "It had pictures of my grandfather from the war and my daughter's very first steps."
Realizing the album belonged to Mr. Gruff, Mr. Gump decided to do something special. He spent days restoring the worn-out pages. Then, one evening, he left the album on Mr. Gruff's porch. The next morning, the entire town was buzzing with the news. Mr. Gruff, with tears streaming down his face, held the album close to his heart.
"Whoever did this," he said, "has given me back a piece of my history."
Now, Mr. Gump had always remained anonymous about his charitable efforts. But when he'd left the puppet on Molly's doorstep, the little girl had happened to glimpse him at work. Now she spoke up. Tugging on Mr. Gruff's fine tailored shirt sleeve, she said, "Excuse me, Mr. Gruff, but I think you should know. It's Skillamaroo's trash man, Mr. Gump, who rescued and returned your family photo album. He also made me a lovely puppet from a doll someone had thrown out. Why, all of the gifts that the people have been getting in Skillamaroo have been from Mr. Gump. And he never says a word about it, even though most of you are downright horrible to him." At this, Mr. Gruff was speechless. He knew he had to make things right. So Mr. Gruff drove in his fancy car down to the offices of the local newspaper, and he told them all about how Mr. Gump was so much more than just a trash man. He was Skillamaroo's unsung hero and a true community gem. The next morning when Mr. Gump opened his newspaper before heading out to the dump, he saw his own face looking back at him with an article that read, "The people of Skillamaroo owe Mr. Gump their gratitude and many apologies for calling him Garbage Gump. Mr. Gump turns our trash to treasure, our dreams into realities, and our cruelties into kindness. From this day forward, our beloved trash man and recycler extraordinaire will be called only by his proper name, Mr. Gump. Further, a statue of Mr. Gump will be put up in the town square. But this will not just be any statue. This weekend, all the townspeople of Skillamaroo are to meet at the dump and find objects which can be repurposed to create the statue of Mr. Gump. We will erect this artwork together in his honor. And so, that is what they did. Mr. Gump passed his statue every day on his trash route, from house to house after his morning visit to the dump, and it never ceased to fill him with joy. Beneath the statue in Skillamaroo's town square was a plaque that read, "To Mr. Gump, who taught us that every item has a story and every person has worth." It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time!
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.